Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, August 31st. The grains closed mixed with December corn down a penny and a half, closing at 357 and three quarters. November beans up 3 cents at 953 and a half, and December wheat up 3.5 cents at 552 and a quarter. Well, really not the kind of day I really wanted to see in here. The corn took out the 363 double top, which was good. We took out the 200-day moving average, which was good, but we closed not only under all both of those numbers, but we closed lower on the day. Export inspections were kind of lousy at 402. That didn't help. The beans weren't bad at 804. The wheat wasn't bad, 516. But the corn was a little bit of a problem out here. We'll see what the crop ratings bring at 3 o'clock. It's certainly estimating that we'll see at least a 2 to 3% reduction in the corn, 3 to 4 in the beans. Iowa leading the way with lower ratings out here. I think Illinois will also take a hit. So it's a little bit of a mixed bag out here, but I really wasn't happy with the closes today. I would have liked to have seen the beans close over 960, the wheat over 960, and the corn certainly over 964. Tomorrow we could see a turnaround Tuesday with corn higher, beans lower. But I think it depends on the crop ratings and if we see export sales. I don't think anything's changed out here. I don't see any rain in the forecast till Sunday for Iowa. So we're talking about the 6th, I think, of September after Labor Day. And I don't really see much here in terms of rain. The Chicago got about an inch of rain in August, the lowest amount in years. One of the, I think, five lowest ever. And warm temps. We were about a 4 to 5 inch deficit. I was even worse. So I can't believe we're not only doing damage to the corn, but the beans as well, and in a big way. So market, you know, we know that the seeds are great. They'll wait for the rain until they get it and then fill out. Maybe what that's what they're waiting for. But there comes a point of no return. And, you know, I would say the middle of September is certainly about it. But there could be some rains yet that'll help this thing. But I think we're in pretty tough shape. Russians came out and said they're not going to sell too much wheat. Prices are too low. They want to wait for higher prices. So farmers are not selling wheat at these cheaper prices. So that could be a little bit helpful for U.S. grain. Dollar is closing right near its contract low close. If we close under, the low close was 928. We're currently at 916 on the December contract. We took out the contract low, so there should be a new contract low and low close. And that should be helpful for the grains as well. So unless somebody sticks rain in the forecast, or unless we see a big change from China or something, I think these markets can move higher. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.